Drunken Peasants Podcast.
I got some business.
Say, man, you got a joint?
No, not on you, man.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
From the strangest corners of the internet, here to bring you opinions of the world from an altered perspective. Here are your hosts, the Drunken Peasants.
Oh, hello everybody. Welcome to the Drunken Peasants Podcast, episode 547. And you know what? I saw someone show you how to do it, like, I think in sign language. Yeah,
I'm not gonna do that.
Oh, you too lazy.
I'm not even lazy. Like, how many people can read sign language?
I don't know.
Everybody can
not
count,
enough.
Everybody
Billy.
Can count fingers.
I know one word in sign language.
Oh yeah.
What does that mean?
Actually, I think that's two words.
Ouch.
Oh shit. Correction.
This is the only thing I know in sign language. And this means penis.
It does?
Yeah.
Of course you would know that.
I have a deaf girl.
Because that's the one word that you consistently always say in every episode.
Yeah, I have a deaf girl girlfriend, and she's always like, when I pull it out.
Oh, shit. So that's how you learned.
Yeah. Learning is fundamental. Hellbent, how you doing? It's been a minute. It's good to see you.
I'm doing good. It has been a minute, but it's nice to see you guys got a big, healthy pool of guests going on. Because they keep me busy, I'll tell you.
King Neckbeard says Hellbent is top 10 guest. And I would maybe even say top 5.
Wow.
Only because I don't want to have to make the top 5 list, or I might just put him at number 1. I don't care. I like Hellbent a lot.
I don't know, though.
I just don't want to have to make the list.
I don't know, though, because you were a guest at one point, and I know you'd probably put yourself at number 1.
I like to think that I was never a guest. I was just, you know, I was here, and I caused enough trouble that you guys couldn't get rid of my stink. It's that simple.
Hey, I just saw someone say that his hat says pot gun. No, it says nug pot.
It's nug pot.
We established this before we went live.
Nug pot. Highway to the stranger's home. To get a nug of pot from your stranger?
Yeah.
I would just kill for that. Somebody asked if I use beard oil. No, it's just fucking Irish Spring, man. It grows and then it dies. Just accept it.
See, Exclusive says I'm in his top 5 favorite rapists.
Rapist?
Oh.
I believe it's rapist.
Yeah, rapist.
My
rapist. Okay.
When Billy comes in town, all the ladies blow their rap whistles.
Toot toot.
We do have a lot of new Hello Billy.
A lot?
Yes. Actually, I'm going to do 2 separate segments this show that feature them. Here's here's the first 4 of them.
Hi, Billy.
Do you love black people? 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 Do you love black people?
Sure, I love black people.
Wow.
This music is makes the whole fucking meme, dude.
Yeah.
I don't care how funny the video clip is. I don't enjoy this meme until that music hits. And then I'm all in.
Hi, Billy.
Applesauce, bitch.
They're rebooting this movie.
What?
Chris Jericho's in it.
Which one? What movie was that?
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Chris Jericho's got a feature role.
Hi, Billy.
Pack the bags. We're going on a guilt trip.
There's one more. There's one more.
Hi, Billy.
When's the last time you've been to a graveyard?
Whoa! That was oh, fuck you.
That was great.
What the? That was dark and unacceptable. No more
Somebody's
high billies.
Somebody's been having fun in Premiere.
No more high billies.
Yeah, I like that.
No, I didn't like that one. It was super
I like
sad.
The jump scare.
The jump scare made me poop, but the somberness of the music, it turned me off.
That's why it smells like crusty semen in here.
The
huh?
poop? Yeah. Oh, dude, I went to Burlington Coat Factory yesterday.
Ooh, fancy.
Burlington. And because sometimes they have like cheap clothes, and I figured I could pick up some cheap clothes.
Yeah.
And I bought these pants. Dude, they are way too tight.
Dude, yeah, it's almost like you have skinny jeans on. Yeah, it's like those pants with the tight legs but the baggy ass. Why does that happen?
I don't know.
Okay, sit down. So, really quick before we get into the next part of the show here, just a reminder, we're working towards a bonus show this last Saturday. We were getting kind of close. We need to get ahead right now. Before the first two shows of the week, we need to get as close as we can. So please send in your Streamlabs throughout the show. I'll read the first batch of them at the end of the news segment tonight.
I'll give you a bonus. If somebody tips $100, I will give a really awful insult to Billy. Like, not even
Whoa.
Kind.
Really? I don't believe
it'll hurt your fucking feelings.
I don't believe you could do that.
Yes, dude.
I've made lots of people cry. I got evidence of making people cry on stream.
Okay. I almost wanted to donate it myself, but then I'd just be giving money to myself.
I think somebody,
so do you guys,
somebody should make me cry.
Why must I cry? By the way, if you're not watching the show right now using the Brave browser, you should use the link in the description to download the Brave browser. And there's a way to do it on mobile now. But it takes a few steps. So
is that going to read itself?
I don't know why it's not, but hold on. Yeah, let me see really quick. Because it...
We should read that one because it said my name in it.
Oh, okay.
And it was $20, right? So
yeah,
we gotta interrupt the show.
Oh, I see what happened. I see what happened. So so I'll just read that one out loud since it didn't read it out loud. I also need to make the font bigger. The new overlay is slightly smaller, so I had to make the box a little smaller.
The books.
And by the way, 2 days after I was like, I'm getting rid of the watermark. The watermark is gone. The watermark is no more. Someone canceled their fucking Patreon for $5, and the exit survey was, the watermark sucks. It's like, you got rid of it! I already got rid of it!
That sucks. They'll be back. They'll be back.
Ben, internet feedback is probably one of the worst things in the world. Has there ever been an internet poll that's been honest?
Yeah. I thought you were going to say they canceled their patronage because the watermark was gone.
No. That would have been hilarious.
That would have been savage.
Chili, no
Don't
cheese.
Do that,
$20. Yes, Hellbent is back on the show. He is my favorite guest individual. But how about Brett Keenbook reading segment for more DP Hellbent greatness? Thank you, Ben and Billy, for your constant stream of high quality situation. Thank you.
Content.
I would have to get help. Someone has to get the book for Hellbent.
I'll read anything, and there's proof of that, but I can give you this. I help my wife. give me money. I got my Amazon wish list.
You sound just like him. Just remember, don't be too articulate, for one thing. Say words wrong. I mean, all you have to do is read the book in his voice. There's a book called Eternal Undying Love. There's I don't even think there's paragraphs in it. I don't think
I've seen the cover of it.
I have a copy of it. I wish.
You're the second person who bought it?
Somebody sent
Someone
it.
Someone bought it and sent it to us a long time ago.
You know, I was thinking about writing something, but I wasn't thinking about selling it to people. Usually you kind of like got to get an audience before you monetize and try to sell people shit. Yeah, he just dove right in. He should have just like read the whole fucking book on his YouTube channel. The most people would make fun of it, at least.
The most fucked up thing about it is when he put the book out, he actually did have a way bigger audience than he does now. If you go to the Amazon page for that book, there's all kinds of fake reviews on it. It's hilarious.
Oh. That's sad. It's like watching somebody like their own tweet. Come on, man. You see that one person just like a string of like 200 tweets, and then they just start liking their own stuff. Like, this will get them. That never fucking works.
I will, like, if I have more, I have more than one Twitter account, I will like my own tweets on my other accounts. I will do that. I will admit to that.
Wow, that's worse.
Fuck! I just
you shouldn't have admitted it. Now I know.
Oh, whatever.
I'm a scam artist.
I'll admit it.
Sometimes I'll like my own tweet on accident, and then I'm like, I'll go to unlike it, but someone in that 2 seconds will comment like, "You like your own tweets, you loser." And I'm like, "You're the one that's commenting on my tweet 2 seconds after I liked it." Like,
yeah, like they're watching what you're doing.
Yeah. It's impressive, actually.
Yeah, I guess the only thing more depressing than liking your own thing is somebody obsessively stalking you to see every little movement that you make. That's kind of...
Onision,
I mean, I got better things to do, you know.
You would think. Onision posted some videos of me on his Twitter page today.
I was about to stop him before he started talking about Onision.
It's been a constant barrage of Onision haters responding all day.
Of course.
My timeline,
dude. That is their extracurricular activity.
It's ridiculous.
That is what they live to do. Hate on Onision.
Man, you do a 9-to-5 at Arby's. You come home. You don't got a wife. You don't got a wife to bop across the noggin.
Oh,
and it's just sad. So you gotta just go after that Onision.
Or you say it. Say it like Ornision.
Gotta go after that Ornision.
Yeah, yeah.
I like Ornision. He shifts against the paradigm.
Every word that ends with O N, you have to add an R between the O and the N.
Got it. It's like a racist accent, except it just applies to Brett Keane.
Yep.
I can't believe y'all are picking on my friendity.
Fuck you. There's this guy on Twitter that's like the new Steve Shives, where he blocks everybody just based on who they follow. And his name was the Godless Iowan, but he blocked like 5,000 people using a block bot. Then he made his account private for a while. But then after that, apparently it's not private anymore, but now he changed his Twitter name. Now it's just Maddie72, JustMaddie72. I want to take a survey and see how many, you know what? Go to that Twitter account and see if you're blocked by them. And if you are, check and see if you follow like the Non Sequitur Show or Steve McRae. Just wondering. Because I'm blocked. Both of my accounts are blocked by him. It's the funniest thing.
He's blocking everybody.
Yep.
He blocked me.
We're going to move into... he blocked Egghead. Egghead is blocked.
Oh, I blocked Egghead on my account, too. I was tired of watching his commentary on Ronda Rousey and Becky Lynch's WrestleMania match.
The Twitter is now just Maddie. JustMaddie72. JustMaddie72. Anyway, we're going to move into it. You guys can check that for yourself in your leisure, and you can comment on it either in the chat or if you're watching this as a VOD.
And if you're not blocked, just tweet him something fucked up, and then you'll be blocked probably.
Probably.
I know a few people, so, you know, hey.
I guess
he's
going to
make some new friends tonight.
I guess he had a falling out with the guys from Non Sequitur and King Crocoduck. People we've had on the show before. So, of course, I follow them. I would normally follow someone if they've been on the show, you know, as long as we got along at least a little bit.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Anyway. Internet's fads, man. They get vicious. It's like watching a couple that broke up meet in a restaurant and get in a fucking fight, even though they haven't been together for years. It's just weird. How can you hold on that long? Like, it's just the fucking internet, you know? You don't even have to look at them. And if they respond, you don't like them, okay, block them. But preemptively blocking somebody, it's like, I'm pretty sure you have an opinion I don't really agree with. So let me just...
I think it's like he didn't want people following him that followed non sequitur.
There are people there are people I know and have had like good conversations with that if they blocked me, I wouldn't care. Like, I really could care less if this random is blocking me and anybody else. I'm sure he'll probably get more fame off of blocking people than anything else he's done in his career.
Because I think he's so fucking lame that, like, it just won't happen for him.
He's the next Steve Shives. He's going to get a YouTube fame for it.
Steve Shives has a history.
Yeah, and Steve Shives getting $2,000 from VidCon.
A little creator grant.
People are discriminating against wolves.
Wow. They're laughing at us, at our stupidity.
Yeah! Better well learn to love it!
The fan chat's covering up the shout out to who made this.
It's Mitch DC.
Mitch DC.
An intro by Mitch DC. Yeah, that's weird that someone who made our new overlays unintentionally
copyright watermarking Mitch DC. that was wonderful. Thank you, Mitch DC.
Yeah, thanks, Mitch DC. Elizabeth Warren. Here's Elizabeth Warren talking about
tear down to college.
Yep. Yeah. Well, you know what? It's totally natural that Democrats would want to get rid of it and Republicans would want to keep it because it actually helps Republicans win.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to fault them for wanting to keep it because normally in a situation where someone doesn't get the popular vote, but they still win, usually it's a Republican.
But you would think that something that was put into place, 100 and something years ago would need to be updated fucking anyways.
I don't know.
Our world has changed so much.
Voter disenfranchisement is real. Mm-hmm. In Mississippi, there are 23 felonies that once convicted ban a person from voting for the rest of their lives, literally limiting their citizenship and right to democracy. Mm-hmm. Moreover, residents' access to voting is limited.
She even dresses like Hillary Clinton.
I think voter disenfranchisement's awful. I think that the little big guy needs a big voice.
By archaic voter registration processes and limited voting formats. How will you expand voting rights to the formerly incarcerated, ensure online voter registration, and non-excuse early voting?
All right. Question, but can I go you one bigger?
Uh-oh. No. Oh man, I'm already tired of listening to her talk.
I can't wait till she says Apex.
I can't wait until she's booted from the primaries and I don't have to listen to her anymore.
I believe we need a constitutional amendment that protects the right to vote for every American citizen and to make sure that vote gets counted. We need to put some federal muscle behind that. And we need to repeal every one of the voter suppression laws that is out there right now.
Like the one about having to have an ID? That one?
Yeah.
I kind of like that one. Maybe keep that one, maybe.
Just keep an ID. What about the people that can't get IDs because they're illegal immigrants?
I mean, some of them can still get driver's licenses and stuff.
That one girl that was an illegal immigrant that voted, she is in jail for 5 years because of it, right?
I don't know what you're referencing.
Yeah, there's like an illegal immigrant that voted and she got arrested or she's charged and she's in jail for 5 years.
I mean, I think that's a pretty harsh punishment, but I think that was dumb of her to vote when she's not allowed to vote. I mean, legal immigrants don't even get to vote at first.
Yeah, you come in from Australia, it's not like you meet, it's like, oh boy, I moved to America, time to vote. No, you gotta go through the process, and what can I say, if you break the law, I mean, it's there. I'd love to smoke pot right now, very much so. I don't do it because I want to go in the fucking pokey.
Did you say she was an illegal immigrant?
I believe so, yeah.
Well, I mean, if she was illegal, she probably would have been deported. I mean, like... when you're an illegal immigrant, you should do all you can to fly under the radar. Voting is not one of those things.
Well, I don't know the exact full story, so I feel like an idiot for bringing it up. I just know that she got 5 years, and it was recently brought up because when was it Manafort? He only got 47 months.
Sure.
I just think
it's a dumb decision to make when you're an illegal immigrant to vote. You're basically like alerting people to your presence. The people who would, you know, have an issue with you being illegal. It's a terrible move.
Hitman filing his fucking big earnings for shooting that guy on his federal taxes. Like, oh yeah, I made $100,000 killing that guy. Better put that in there. All right. We're all legal now. Who's knocking at my door?
One more. We need to make sure that every vote counts. And I want to push that right here in Mississippi. Because I think this is important.
Yeah, a state you have no fucking chance of winning. It's weird that you're there.
She's got a pretty cool setup in here. It looks like she's on the fucking Daily Show.
Point. You know, come a general election, presidential candidates don't come to places like Mississippi.
Oh.
Yeah. They also don't come to places.
Yeah, they don't because it's such a red state that there's almost no chance of a Democrat winning. So the Democrat doesn't bother going there because they're going to lose, and the Republican doesn't bother going there because they know they're going
to
win.
And she's going to make the point that if the Electoral College gets opened up, that they'll come to every state because every vote will matter everywhere.
Yeah, and I mean, that's not untrue. That isn't untrue.
Trump came to Texas, and it's red as fuck.
Well, Texas is always red, right?
Yeah, so why did President Trump come here?
For one thing, Trump loves to be in front of a crowd of people cheering for him.
Yeah.
So he won't, that's a good point. Yeah, he won't miss an opportunity to do that. But also, I mean, Texas is kind of obligatory anyway because it's Texas. And it's such on the path.
We got a couple airports. It's like, I'm here. May as well talk to some of these yokels.
There's such a huge
Yeehaw
population
rodeo
there.
Partner.
He probably likes the food.
Oh, we got good food. I'll say that. I mean, sometimes.
I'm sure he campaigned in some states that he knew he probably wouldn't win. I'm sure he campaigned in like New York. I mean, like his home state. You know, probably even California. I don't know. I just know Trump never stopped campaigning. He still does campaign rallies.
Maybe. Now this is a little bit crazy, but I think you made a good point, Ben. Maybe he enjoys it.
Yeah,
he does.
He definitely does.
It's cool to be on stage in front of thousands of cheering people, and they hang on your every word and like cheer for everything you say. I mean, everyone would like that. But it is uncommon for a president to do campaign rallies like a couple months after he first takes office.
Do you think he'll campaign after he gets the second term and wins?
I think he still will do that even though he can't run again after that.
Oh, man.
So, I mean, you got to think about it. If somebody doesn't like to go campaigning and they're a politician, do they give a shit about anybody outside of... I mean, who do they give a shit about at that point if they don't enjoy the job? You know, I know it usually applies to entertainment, but if you don't have like a modicum of enjoyment for being a politician, it's like, I'm making a change. I'm going to go talk to the people. That kind of looks bad, and it says a lot.
Politicians really just like the red tape, right? The bureaucratic red tape. They love red tape.
Red tape?
Yeah, politicians love red
tape. That is red.
They love red tape.
Right? Because we're not the battleground states. Well, my view is that every vote matters. And the way we can make that happen... is that we can have national voting, and that means get rid of the Electoral College.
You know, I do kind of agree. I think we should just have uniformed national voting. I agree with that. Voting should be regulated federally. It shouldn't be on a state-by-state basis, and each state shouldn't have... I agree with getting rid of the Electoral College. I don't think
you could even it out. The Electoral College is kind of bullshit, even though it means the coast kind of decide what happens in the middle, but you could split the difference. National voting, every vote counts. I mean, and more states' rights.
I used to live in Ohio. I used to live in Ohio, and we decided the president like I'd say 3 out of the 4 times I voted there.
And Texas is the biggest. Or the
2 out of the 3 times I voted
Texas
there.
Texas is the second biggest state for population, right? Right behind California?
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, like.
Overall, but you got to consider counties, and that comes into effect. So if you're going to look at it like that, New York actually is pretty significant. New York, or New York State, not so but much.
The swing states matter more than any of the other states, because the other states, the big populated states that are either always red or blue, don't really matter because they're usually just taken for granted, and they usually go the way we would think they would. But like
Florida, Ohio.
And Ohio. Yeah, every election I've ever voted on in my life has come down to either Florida or Ohio. And actually, every time the person who won Ohio won the election. Every time.
Yeah, isn't it like the coastal states, then Florida and Ohio kind of like mingle in between, and then they decided, and then straight down the middle is red, across the red, got the coast, Ohio, Florida. Pick it at the very end.
The coastal states in the northeast are mostly blue. There's some red here and there. And then like the southeastern coastal states, those are usually red except for Florida. And then all of the West Coast is blue. But that's only 3 states, right? So
yeah, and that's kind of bullshit. I mean, I just think, yeah, sure, make it a national vote, but increase states' rights. Then the people who are worried about, you know, Silicon Valley or New York or whatever, controlling their lives out on the farm, they can be like, well, that sucks, but I got my states' rights. You know, I got more rights than I usually did have, so
Well, here's the thing. I do like states' rights, but when we're talking about a federal election, when we're electing the president or senators or whatever else that's on the federal level, I think that should be controlled by the federal government instead of each state. That just doesn't make sense to me.
Ben, as much as I don't want poor farmers in Arkansas to have to deal with what somebody on the coast says is good for them, because it's not going to mesh. It just ain't going to mesh. You're not wrong.
Yeah,
a vote's a fucking vote, right? I mean, I think democracy, by its basic definition, if we're gonna go, yeah, democracy and all that, then
honestly, the coast should count. The coast don't decide it. The middle America does, or well, Florida and Ohio in my lifetime.
With the Electoral College, they decide it, right?
Florida and Ohio decide it.
Those swing states.
Well, right. I mean, in the logic of the electoral vote, right? Let's say California like just lost a little bit. You know what I mean? Like they got a little That'd be devastating. Or Texas, it's coming up on the panhandle blue. If it started rising up out of the blue in Texas, that would be pretty significant. And I'm not saying it can't happen.
Yeah. One thing that's crazy is because I lived in Ohio almost like all of my childhood up until I was like 25. And then I moved back for a few more years after that. During an election year, every fucking commercial is like a campaign ad. It's so crazy. And both candidates come multiple times throughout the year. Because the Ohio vote is so huge. First of all, a Republican has never become president without winning Ohio, ever. So it's very unlikely. It's almost impossible. With the way things are, for a Republican to win the presidency without winning Ohio.
Do you think that's why Elizabeth Warren is pushing?
Interrupt me, you asshole.
I got you. They haven't sent $100 yet, so chill out on the shit talk, okay? Elizabeth Warren wants to drop the Electoral College because there's the governor of Ohio, right, is running, and she might not have a chance against him.
If
we need that Electoral College Ohio win.
No, well, there's Sherrod Brown. He's a senator.
Oh, senator? Okay.
But he's not running right now. Like, he hasn't announced.
Oh, he didn't announce?
I don't think so. Oh. I don't think so. But I said if he did and he won Ohio, he would have this crazy advantage.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The Ohio linchpin.
Yeah, because the ex-governor, I don't even know who the governor of Ohio is now. Oh well, like we have a little more election stuff to go into here.
Hellbent still has to talk.
This goes on for a while. I watched it, but just to put a pin on my opinion on that, I just hearing like people talk this state and that state, It's just like, fuck, man. Yeah, it does get kind of grating. And I guarantee you, if the tables were flipped, the Republicans would be like, abolish it. Get rid of it. It's fucking up democracy. America number one. So both sides would be making the same argument. So why not just clean the slate? And if, you know, the Republicans want to win, they're just going to have to appeal to more people if that's how it's going to roll.
Yeah. Imagine all the people who voted for Trump to be ironic, like Jeff Holliday.
Jeff Holliday's vote would count.
So I guess Joe Biden had a senior moment and accidentally admitted that he's running for president.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's the thing about that.
Okay, so we heard all about Beto earlier, but in our 2020 update tonight, we'll start with Biden.
British
in
man.
An almost perfect twist, the gaffe-prone former vice president pretty much launched his campaign last night with a gaffe.
I'm told I get criticized by the new left. I have the most progressive record of anybody running for the United States, if anybody who would run.
Oh my God, no!
Oops.
No!
With a stutter, no less.
Could you imagine could you imagine him accidentally like reading off the nuclear launch codes or something like that?
He's just trying to like order something from Wendy's, and he's like, "Yeah, 6 4 2 3 8 7 4 6 nuclear armed and get what? No, hold on.
Oh wait,
where's my Twitter? Guys, watch out!
I'm at extra horsey sauce." Yeah, I mean, it's a slip of the tongue, whatever. We kind of knew Biden was going to run, right?
Like, I just wanted him to come out and say it, and he just said it, basically.
If you can't be bold about it and can't be, like, confident in your speech, that's not somebody you want as president. Like, Bush Jr. got away with it because he's charismatic. Biden doesn't have charisma, so he can't get away with a little bit of, like, oh, you know, we go on down there and we're going to get revenge for my daddy over in Iraq. You know what I mean? It doesn't have that charm to it. To where Biden's charm is, from what I've seen, is just hugging little girls.
Yeah, that is weird.
What's with the red, white, and blue cock in front of him on the podium?
Damn it, you beat me to it. I hate you.
Sorry, Benjamin. are they advertising an all-American release of John Cena's Cock Blockers? The greatest movie of 2018?
You know, John Cena, someone that you advocate for, makes a symbol with his hands like this.
Do
you know what that means?
It means everything's going to be all right.
No.
It means
young
hustle,
Fridge.
Loyalty, and respect.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
That's what that means.
I want everyone to know that Billy the Fridge advocates for John Cena, someone who makes a hand symbol like this.
It means hustle, loyalty, and respect, Ben.
Sure.
Ben.
All right.
He's an all-American hero.
I know. So okay. You know that he was first elected in 1970. It was, I think, the 72 he's elected to the Senate. He has done nothing except be in government.
Right.
And that is not the perspective that I think about.
That is not what we need as
for
a politician.
Democrats who are putting their hopes in Joe Biden.
There's so many really old people running.
Look at his teeth.
Yeah.
If you go through
they freak me out.
His election results,
Pearl Erie?
He hasn't had a competitive Senate race since his first race in 1972. None of the other Senate races were close in terms of final outcomes. So if you think about it that way, this is a guy who has not proven himself to be a formidable challenger. And when people went out to vote for President Obama, they didn't vote for Biden. They voted for Obama.
Yes, exactly.
So he's not proven himself.
Not only that.
And two failed presidential bids.
Only that, but he has nothing to lose at this point. It's now or never for Joe Biden. Yeah. And you can hear in his voice, he regrets not running.
Yeah,
in
2016. That's right.
Because he was Hillary's bitch. Hillary was like, sit down, Joe.
Well, I think the DNC was all in on Hillary. Right, there's a reason why Bernie got suppressed.
Hillary bought that shit out. I mean, you call me a conspiracy theorist or whatever, but it seems kind of odd that she was able to just, like, annihilate everybody despite popular anything, you know.
I think they promised it to her when she stepped down against Obama because they're like, look, Obama's charting better than you are. We'll get you here in 8 years.
The Democratic Party needs to change their name if they're appointing their... They're basically appointing their candidate and having mock elections.
Well, it's not like we really live in a democracy here in the United States anyway.
Did I say that? I said their party is called the Democratic Party.
What should we call it? Like the...
I don't know.
Lemon Party?
I think it's garbage. I think it's time to get rid of it.
Ho! Let's get rid of the Democratic Party!
Both of them. I'm not a fan of either of them.
But false branding's like the heart and soul of politics, isn't it?
Some ways, like the names of these political action committees, Citizens for Progress. It's like, what the fuck does that even mean? Like, they come up with these names like Patriots for America. You know, it's like, yeah, that sounds like a good thing, but what do they really stand for?
Their real name should be Millions of Dollars for Hillary or Millions of Dollars for Trump. That's all they are, right?
Well, corporations are people, so.
Really?
So true. I think he's definitely going to want to do it. But to Lisa's point, I think that he is untested and unvetted. The media, I don't think, is going to be on his side this time.
But it's interesting because I was reading today, someone was making the point that actually, just like in as the last time, Obama basically said to him, look, I'm with Hillary, not your turn. Obama's kind of doing that with Beto this time. He's kind of laying the hands on Beto and saying, you're the one, you know, not
he's
fighting.
Laying his
and
hands on Beto?
The same kind of thing all over again.
Well, I also think the 1994 crime bill is also going to hurt Biden because it really hurt Hillary Clinton with her super predators comment. I mean, you look at the numbers.
Yeah, super predators. I love that comic book. I can't wait for the movie adaptation with the whirling blade and the spike, you know. Oh, God, it's going to be great. I can't wait to see him fight the alien.
Yeah, Super Predator versus Alien.
I wouldn't mind if a wrestler ran for president in 2020. Give me like Glenn
Who
Jacobs.
Who would you pick?
I mean, people have been saying The Rock, but I don't think, I mean, like, he'd be better off just continuing to make movies. Because by the time he would be done being president, if he had two terms, he would not be the hot commodity in Hollywood that he is now. So why? I think he'd be dumb to throw that away.
Yeah.
He could run for president later when he's older, you know?
Back before he does the remakes the Expendables series?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Kanye West would have been good.
Fuck that. Dude, come on.
What, dude? I would have voted for Kanye.
Man.
Kanye West would have been good.
You don't like my cool leg movements, do you? Nobody else can see when you make fun of me like that. They don't see all my...
They know what I'm doing.
They know my tism sway.
Yeah.
My thick tism. You like the way that fucking leg moves back and forth, Ben?
Here's a story about how YouTube had a really hard time pulling down the video of that.
The shooter?
Yeah.
In
New Zealand.
I heard that the God of Cringe's channel got banned because he played a little clip of it.
It's pretty crazy that, you know, someone can false DMCA you and take your video down pretty easily, but, you know, they couldn't manage to take down a video of a crime being committed.
Yeah.
As the world continues...
I hate to interrupt you, but the way that YouTube works is if you have nothing to lose and they take everything from you, then you just come back with nothing. But if you got something to lose and they take something from you, well, not only are you known, so it's easier to spot you, but you also lost something. So the people that are just spamming it all over the place, I don't care. They got 120 YouTube accounts. They'll just keep going it every hour, and their system's not ready to pick that up.
It's to mourn the lives lost in the attacks on the New Zealand mosque. The country's prime minister says that she won't be complicit in the alleged gunman's mission.
He obviously had a range of reasons for committing this atrocious terrorist attack. Lifting his profile was one of them, and that's something that we can absolutely deny him.
Yeah. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says that she will not address the suspect by name, arguing fame is what he craves. The alleged gunman live streamed the deadly attack on Facebook. Ardern is now...
Yeah, I mean, fuck. If this attack had happened in the U.S., his face would be on TV, you know, all day on the news channels, the 24-hour news channels. His face would be everywhere.
I don't agree with the New Zealand censorship of the internet, but I will say their prime minister at least gets the point of, hey, maybe don't make a legend out of the guy.
Right.
But then here's CBSN going, she said not to do that, but check this out. Hey, look.
Yeah.
They probably like the fact that more people go out and shoot people up because they get more stuff to cover.
Oh, they were happy to see the manifesto. They're like, this feeds right into us. Thank you.
Pressure on the internet platforms like Facebook to do more to fight the spread of extremism. Social media site says more than 1 million copies of the video were taken down in the first 24 hours after the shooting. new article published by the Washington Post investigates the flaws within social media that allows users to publish violent acts of hate and how companies like YouTube are responding to removing problematic videos published on their platform. Joining us now from San Francisco is the Washington Post Silicon Valley correspondent, Elizabeth Doyle.
Coming to you live from a steam room, yeah. A steam sauna?
The sauna.
Is this another awful video that's going to end violently?
Oh, I hope not.
Bushkin. Elizabeth.
She's got hair like you, Billy.
Yeah, she's very pretty.
So the mosque shootings she in New Zealand were designed to go viral. Can you just sort of explain what YouTube did in the moment after they realized this video was out there?
I think from the moment that the video was uploaded for the first time, YouTube was aware of it pretty soon after, which would have been our Thursday night. So, you know, first it's live streamed on Facebook, and then people start immediately taking it off of Facebook and recording it. And as they're recording it, they're making these announcements on dark channels on the internet, like 8chan, saying, come on, post it on YouTube, post it. So there's this really organized effort to try to post it on YouTube especially. And that's called brigading, when there's these organized efforts. It's not something that the companies are unfamiliar with. Mm-hmm. So they see it on Tuesday night, and they kick in this war room, also something they've done in the past. They call their incident commanders, they get mm-hmm. into gear. But by the next day, people are still uploading like crazy, and they're uploading different permutations of the video.
Different
and
permutations? It's the permutations, Benjamin. You can't stop the permutations.
I don't know. I mean, we can't have... You can't have both.
I wonder if there's an MLG edit of the shooting yet with, like, the Doritos and Mountain Dew cans and the fucking 8-bit sunglasses dropping down on his face.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty old, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about 4 years old, but it would be appropriate considering how dated his memes were.
I only know memes from 4 years ago. I'm such a boomer.
I'm just, fuck you. I got my fucking monster cam right here, you son of a bitch. But the thing that pisses me off about this, and I'll just get it off my chest right now, is that this originated on Facebook. I have friends who use Facebook. I don't. And they say they've seen the most fucked up shit on Facebook. There's so much shit being pushed through there. If you just follow the wrong people, you will see things that I'm not allowed to mention on YouTube
because
you'll get in trouble.
Facebook is such shit. I hate Facebook.
But look at what they're doing right here. They're targeting YouTube right in the little fucking text box right there. Inside YouTube struggled to pull down the video. Well, what about Facebook's problem of just letting any asshole across a much wider network upload stuff that is debatably as bad or worse? Something's probably going up right now. They don't stop it. They don't get blamed. They don't get any flack. But they come after YouTube. They come after guys like you. They come after everybody on the platform. But on Facebook, I've heard people say that they get more money on Facebook than any other platform. So Facebook is untouched.
Well, Facebook doesn't pay out like AdSense, right?
Does for the right people. And okay. If you're big enough, yeah, there's some people. I think that SoFlo Antonio guy, that ring a bell to you?
Yeah, he's
the guy
that
videos.
H3H3 went up against, right?
Yeah, he's still making a significant amount of money off Facebook, even though he's kind of out of the game. He's still just racking it in passively.
Here's a video that was sent to us about the tent cities in Seattle.
Oh, yeah. Seattle is dying.
Actually, I downloaded that documentary, too. Oh, by the way, tonight's post show is going to be on Twitch. Go to twitch.tv/drunkenpeasants. Follow us there. We'll be doing the post show there tonight after this show is done. We're going to watch the unplanned trailer together. It's a new anti-abortion, pro-life film.
Yeah.
Kind of like God's Not Dead. It's made by the same people.
I can't wait.
All right, so here's the Seattle story.
Every Sunday, the residents of this homeless encampment, 10 miles south of Seattle, attend a compulsory meeting to discuss camp affairs and make decisions about its future.
This is Tent City 3. It's a self-managed, democratically social, organized encampment that's run by the participants, for the participants. It's a clean and sober encampment. The kinds of people you get here are people who are recovering from various addictions or people who are just on extremely hard times.
one of a dozen such organized encampments in Seattle.
These things are everywhere here. They're like all over. There's little like tool shed towns that people live in, tiny villages. People live in like these little tool sheds.
Yeah, these encampments are like constantly moving because the neighborhoods will clear them out. Because they just leave a huge mess everywhere, just stink.
I think this is like a documented, like sanctioned one, though.
Oh, these are the Safeway ones?
I think this one is.
Tent City 3's population.
They have a special team, and their job is to like track and monitor the homeless population here. And basically what happened, the reason this happened is because the giant tech companies came in. And instead of like hiring mostly locals, they brought people in, and it raised the cost of housing here to unbelievable levels.
There is from 50 to 100 people, children to seniors. The camp is self-policed and moves its location every 6 months. It offers its residents a structured alternative to sleeping on the streets, in night shelters, or in informal tent encampments where the threat of drugs, alcohol, and crime exist. It gives those, such as Michael and Carissa Cleveland, a chance to get back on their feet.
It helps a lot, really, because honestly, I'm not the most strong-willed, as she could tell you.
I'm sorry, your last name is Cleveland, dude.
If there was alcohol Cleveland just rocks. Freely flowing, I more than likely would lapse more than I have.
Not really, though.
It's security for me. It's a tremendous amount of security, and I feel like there's a whole lot of people around me that care.
Average rents in Seattle have risen more than 60% in the last 7 years.
60%? So, like, yeah. I mean, wow.
And they were pretty expensive 7 years ago, so.
I mean, a normal...
That's major city.
A normal four-bedroom house, like, in some areas, can go for, like... anywhere from half to like $750,000.
What? In here?
Well, yeah.
In Seattle?
Well, like in some areas.
Oh, and if you're in the Seattle proper, you're looking at over $1 million for a 4-bedroom house.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
In the Seattle proper.
Yeah, yeah. If you're like in the city.
Yeah, if you want to get rent in the city for a 4-bedroom place, you're talking like $4K a month.
Yeah.
For rent. It's expensive.
What a time to be a property owner.
Oh, tell me about it.
Fueled, many believe, by a tech boom that has seen companies like Amazon bring tens of thousands of new workers to the city. Last year, an annual survey counted over 12,000 people as homeless in Seattle and surrounding King County, with more than half classified as unsheltered because they were living on the street, in tents, or in vehicles.
Got a nice Donkey Kong hat, though.
Some remain unconvinced of the value of self-governing tent cities, especially those housing recovering addicts.
There are no social workers who come in there. There are no...
Isn't that just, like, outside of the Five Point? Or no, where is that?
It's the Pioneer Square, okay. The Merchant Cafe.
Yeah, Pioneer Square.
How much for you to take off your shirt?
Who are you talking to?
Me or
to?
Ben, yeah. I don't know. Like, my price is probably cheaper than Ben because I'm sick. But I do have a cute Space Jam shirt on.
I haven't worn a shirt for years.
I'll do it for 200.
Oh, snap.
And how about for 350, you get both? Can we do that?
350?
Ooh.
Yeah.
For $350, you and I rub our bare bellies together.
No!
What?
No!
What?
No health workers who come in there. The camps are entirely voluntary.
Narwhar.
And people go to those camps with the understanding that they won't be expected to do anything to get themselves out of the camp.
Advocates for the homeless agree that tent cities are just a stopgap measure.
The big picture is clear. We need massive investments of local, state, and federal dollars in creating new, deeply affordable, subsidized housing.
It's a sentiment echoed by one...
This guy's office is in, like, a tent.
This guy's not even... This isn't his office. This is... He lives in the tent, right?
No. This guy...
He lives in the camp.
Not this guy. This guy is an employee of the city who works with the homeless people.
But it says he's a camp resident earlier.
Oh, okay.
That laptop has a VGA port on it. That ain't they ain't even giving him the good shit.
Well, he only has that laptop so he can watch Drunken Peasants.
There's an HDMI there, too. I see it.
Yeah, but, you know, I know my tech.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck just happened? Fine, whatever.
There you go.
Hellbent, my headset unplugged. My little headset unplugged, Hellbent.
I'll just commentate while they get down to it. So, welcome to the Drunken Cam Horror Show. We got Billy and Ben Cam up here.
Oh, man, what the fuck?
This is fantastic. All of you people have been looking for some spank material. It's coming on up. Get out the Vaseline.
People keep sending me that video of you when you attacked the fake Westboro Baptist guy.
Yeah,
it's been, like, I've seen it. We've played it on the show.
It's been going viral again lately.
I wonder why.
Free resident.
Don't get me wrong. I
happened like
this camp
6 years ago.
It's because the headline is so crazy.
But I'm disappointed that
this guy's definitely one of our patrons,
with little immediate
right?
prospect for
he looks like he could
construction of affordable housing on the scale required in Seattle. It seems that Tent City 3 and other camps like it will be needed to provide shelter for the homeless for some time to come. Tim Exton for Voice of America News, Seattle.
I mean, like, these people here, I mean, I don't know them that well, but they don't look like junkies or anything.
What do you mean they don't look like they're recovering?
Oh, did they say they were recovering?
Yeah, the guy here said,
they're recovering, but I mean, you know, outdoor life, even in a, I mean, admittedly, a fancy ass tent, that's not too bad for tent life.
Yeah. What they're eating
they're
right now.
They're doing all right.
They're eating a 7-Eleven pizza. Have you had one of those?
No.
They're like $5 for this pizza. It's actually a really good pizza. Back in my fat days, I would eat like 3 or 4 of them a week. But yeah, Hellbent.
Why do people want to see us without shirts on?
I'll tell you why. We're fucking manly, dude.
Oh, okay.
Oh, look at that.
Forgot about that.
Hellbent.
You got to level out the male-female ratio on cam horn, man.
Yeah, no, we're like the Caseytron of big dick dudes.
And frankly, B double D, a good shot of it.
B double D, baby. But when you said if someone did a $100 donation that you would talk shit and make me cry, Hellbent.
That donation was for you guys to take your shirts off. So
okay.
Okay. Yeah, but we don't want to. I guess we don't want to double down, double dip.
No, we don't double dip. You know, that was a specific offer with a specific number. I've been to court many times, and I've loved every second of it. So if you want to sue me, come at me.
I don't. Last time I went to court, I won. I represented myself.
I knew he was going to say that.
Billy. What? How much to shock him?
I mean, I'll let you decide.
Me? I get to decide?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
All right.
Since it's you getting shocked.
Do you like violence more or insults more? Because that's what this is coming down to.
Yeah, right? Just give me
We have electric dog collars that people get shocked.
Give me $63 and I'll put the shock collar on. Yeah, on my chest.
Why only $63?
That puts us at $500.
Oh my God, you're aiming so low. But yeah, whatever. I let you choose. $63. Yeah. That's coming easily.
Verbal violence or physical violence? The choice is yours.
Yeah. If I said 100, I would be too worried that Hellbent would talk shit about me and I would cry.
I like making people cry.
I'm going to read some of these Streamlabs before we get into the next part of the show here.
But yeah, this gentleman was saying how his willpower, if he had alcohol in front of him, he'd definitely drink again. And when he says alcohol, I'm pretty sure he means crack. But
he doesn't look too... I mean, like, people that do really hard drugs that are really deep into it, you can see it pretty easily.
I think this girl eats too much salt. She's like very thin, but her feet are very puffy.
Maybe
somebody
if I had to make a guess, possibly heroin or meth for her and for that guy, probably just straight up alcohol. He may even have a little bit in his USA there, you know.
It's true.
He'll get kicked out of the camp if he gets caught.
We're gonna shock my chest.
Oh man, are those charged at all? I guess we'll see how charged up they are. You don't even have to, like, you can just press it to your chest and zap yourself. You can test it by doing the like vibrate mode first. It'll show.
Let's see if I heart attack myself.
Blood for the blood gods.
Where's my heart? I shouldn't put it right on my heart, right?
It's on the left side of your sternum.
Probably not. Right hand across your chest, you know, Pledge Allegiance, you ever do that?
So I'm going to read these while he does that. Great to see Hellbent on again. I hope there's some Brett Keen. I donated $2 earlier before the show. It's started to test my new debit card. Thank you, Dragon in the West. I don't have any Brett Keen lined up because Brett Keen bores the fuck out of me, but you know.
He's seasonal.
Yeah, basically. Dragon in the West, $2. Elizabeth Warren is what Skeletor would look like with skin on his head. Yeah. Yeah, I do kind of see that.
I was about to say, I got some like, ah, oh, fuck yeah, there you go.
How was that?
It hurt.
Yeah.
Not enough.
I used the wrong controller first, so I was like all ready earlier, and then I used the stupid fucking other controller, and then so the second time I did it, I wasn't ready, and it sucked. I think I pooped myself.
Wow.
Ben, I pooped myself.
Billy, they're calling you a faker. I think you might need to hold it for at least 2 seconds.
Fuck you.
Dude, it hurts. It's made for dogs, and I'm pretty sure dogs have tougher skin than humans do. Because when I zap myself...
We'll find out.
There's zap marks here.
It's hard to see on the camera. I'm Blue gave us $2. Anyone else having problems with the YouTube filter? I don't even know what that is. What's a YouTube filter?
Oh, it swapped to live chat. Don't use top chat. Top chat sucks. Top chat censors people. If you swap to live chat, you'll see everybody.
Oh, okay.
Top chat is bottom chat.
Some people are permanently banned from top chat. I've had a few people that I really like in my chat that are funny, and are virtuals.
And they're banned from top chat?
I don't even pay attention to the chat that much. I switched it to live chat now. I wish... Why don't they let me set it by default? Oh, that just reminds me of something. There were a few days on AdSense where I was in the red. Where, like, I had negative... Because normally, like, on AdSense, worst case scenario, you made $0 that day. I had a few days last month where I was literally in the negative, where it was, like, negative $40.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know what caused it.
Best I can say is maybe they pulled on some advertising that they had to, like, actually decline. Maybe it had some bad stuff going on with
fuck
it, and they
them.
Didn't want to take can the money.
Can, like, a super chat? You can't fucking take back a super chat, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
You could, but most banks are going to not say, yes. Dude, you gave money to Google.
Someone suggested maybe it was a super chat that had naughty language in it, so they gave it to charity.
Do you think one of them said subscribe, Pipe?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
I don't think so.
It's YouTube, so it's a crapshoot, man. It could be anything. It may not even have taken money out. It could just be like, oh, you'll see a little notification that says, we got a little error between the blah, 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 so this isn't accurate.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah.
Here's the new Crazy People intro.
Oh.
Ooh. All around your familiar faces.
That 307 door is actually the door that goes into Adam Eternal's house.
Poor Adam Eternal.
There's so many... Whoa. You already got me once tonight. That was a bear. Was that a bear?
Yeah. I only have one video for Crazy People.
It better be the craziest.
And then I have some other good stuff to cover instead.
Is it the craziest?
I mean, you know. This is his new intro, by the way.
Is it J-pop?
You see,
is this really his intro?
Yeah, and it's, look at this. It's got him sitting there with a fucking plate of food. At least his closet door is closed.
What
this
is he
time.
Trying to do? Attract like a younger crowd? Is this his Kawhi? Kawhi Hilton? This is so weird. How's it go from like an Ozzy Osbourne tribute to this?
My kids are used to their mom being a skinny woman in her 20s, and that's what I'm looking for.
Did Ozzy Osbourne die today? Did Ozzy Osbourne die today?
I don't know.
I saw on the internet that he died, but I don't know if it's true or not.
Do you believe
I do believe him because why would someone lie to me?
On the internet.
You know.
Oh, a gamer chair too. Damn.
5 or 6 years ago, whenever it was, I bought my other chair. That hey, Vaughn, you know that chair mess up your back and.
So I sped it up. He'll actually sound like he's talking at a normal speed now.
Cause your hip to start hurting and throw out a joint, and you know, may even be the result of leg swelling and feet swelling and all that. Of course, I don't think the chair did that. I think it might be something else. But
it's
anyway.
Called the beatus, by the way. The beatus.
Your boy's drinking a boost.
Yeah.
It would exacerbate it.
He always has a plate right there. Does he have a plate that is just eternally there? There's always
something. I guess that's his coaster.
Do you need a plate for a bottle of boost? Like, what the fuck?
So I think we know that that plate was used for something else, and he hasn't taken it out yet.
Shock himself.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ben, what's the price?
Complete the goal.
Ooh. Okay, well, in that situation, if we... Yeah, the 100 will count towards that. See, we're working on legal terms now.
Okay.
So not only will I dump truck Billy, but you can get Ben to electrocute himself.
Why does dump truck sound like a weird sexual position?
Because it is.
If somebody had come to me and said, Bon, you know, the chair you're sitting in is no good. It's dangerous. It could hurt you. I'd probably said, you're full of shit. I would. I'd probably said, you're full of shit. Well, as you
know, I'm going to do it where Billy did it. If we get it, I'll do it like here.
On the chest?
Yeah.
You got
a
heart attack?
No. Dude, it'll be better than my Adam's apple, which is where I've been zapped every other time because I fucking. Yeah, like the first few times we did it, you wear it like right on your throat. You know? It fucking sucks.
Yeah. I didn't want it on my throat this time.
Yeah, it sucks.
The chest hurts.
Dude, it. Do it.
Oh, Benjamin.
Dude, it'll bring a tear.
Oh. Well, while Ben gets set up, I guess I'll just give Billy one. Billy, I'm going to be very sad during your funeral because, frankly, I never wanted to see somebody get buried in a piano box, and that's just a sad, sad state of affairs.
That was it?
Do you think you'll be able to put off enough weight to be buried in a normal coffin?
Probably not.
Oh, my God, I hate this.
Well... Let's start a fund to buy a piano for a church so Billy can be buried properly. That way we don't have to just roll him into a ditch.
Here we go.
All right. Ready? I'm gonna counter that, Hellbent. I'm gonna need a bigger box because I'm gonna be buried in there with your mom and everyone you love. Because
my mom is a fat bitch.
Don't worry, she'll be alive.
So I'm gonna do this. You ready?
She'll be buried alive with my dead body.
Are you ready?
She'll be sucking the necrosis.
Okay, you want me full screen? Fine.
She'll be sucking the necrosis off of my fucking splendor cock. So sorry, I just.
Oh shit!
I expected more.
Oh, what the hell?
No, I'm mad.
It's okay, Billy. We'll get a double wide house and just roll you both off the Grand Canyon.
Thank you.
I'll bury you under a fucking mountain.
I'll bury you under a fucking mountain, you cockhound.
Oh my god.
Ah! Oh, you did the star. You did the star, right. Benjamin.
But Benjamin's a professional wrestler. God, I think he's overselling it, really.
Oh!
No, it fucking hurts. And Ben's more of a pussy than I am, too.
Fuck you, man. it's kind of... It kind of, like, hurts and tickles at the same time.
Oh, it hurts.
Yeah.
The after effect is tickles.
Oh, my God. Okay, back to Von Helton.
You can see I'm sitting in a different chair. There's a reason for that. My back is about gone. The lower part of my back is about gone. My hip decided it was going to go this way while I was walking this way. And, of course, the swollen feet and legs, which, as you know, I've had for quite some time. And so, you know, the chair that I'm sitting in, let's see here, the chair that I'm sitting in now is obviously a very, very nice racing chair. It has lumbar support. It has neck support, which I do need also, I found out. And so we're gonna discuss what a difference a chair really makes, because it really does make a difference. So,
until it falls apart.
Let's get into it.
Did that make you have to poop?
No.
Yeah,
I just feel
me,
weird, like, and like my palms are all sweaty. There's fucking ridiculous motherfuckers in the chat saying it's fake, I might as well just keep, I might as well just like fake it instead.
What from now on is get a light bulb, right? And just, you know, power it up so people know it's a, you know, live wire there. Oh, and no, then no. Shock yourself. I can, it's indisputable.
I mean, here, I can show you. Like, there's a test kit that, dude, I'm all shaky after that shit. Fuck, I can't even hold still. My arms are like, see, it lights up a light bulb. See that?
Oh, well, that's power going through.
Yeah.
No shit. Oh, he still has this intro?
I guess here. He has two
before
intros.
I begin, as you know, I have legions of haters out there, and they love to spread gossip. So before they get a chance to spread gossip, no, my mother did not buy this chair. No, this chair is not using Jerry's money or anybody else's money. It was not a donation or a gift. No, this chair was actually bought with my money. My money. See, I have since wised up and realized that anything I put in the name Von Helton is going to get tracked by these assholes, because apparently stalking is legal now. At least, according to them. You know, when I confronted them about following me from website to website, they said, oh,
you're
we have the right to do that.
Figure.
I said, no, you don't, it's stalking. Oh, no, 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 we have the right to do that. So
no one stalks him anyway. He's so full of shit.
I've had to put everything in a surname, a pen name, that isn't Von Helton in order to get the things that I need to get. That's pretty fucking sad. But until at such time as I can get a substantial amount of money to sue YouTube and Google and some of these other social media that believe it's okay to...
Not only...
You didn't even spring for the fucking DX Racer, and it's the same fucking chair. You got the cheaper one that's, I guess, a runoff, the leftovers.
Dude...
I've looked into these things.
I would love to be the fucking lawyer. Like, if Von Helton ever won the lottery and wanted to sue YouTube and Google and whatever... Lawyers would be lining up to take his money to lose that case for him.
And his chair.
Yeah. And his double wide or his single wide, whatever. Oh my God.
I had a chair like that. You know, it's held on by brass staples on the bottom.
Oh yeah?
That shit's going to fall apart in about a year. He's going to claim the chair damn near killed him.
What does that even... I've never even seen that brand of chair before. It looks really weird. Like sand dib...
Sandra Riley.
Well, here's the deal with these, Ben. They're called racing chairs, right?
Uh-huh.
But it's pretty much all the same chair manufactured in China and shipped out to America, right? So that's just the same as any other gamer chair you saw. They just put a different name on it, maybe fudge the price up a little bit and send it out. It's all fake leather garbage. It's going to fall apart. And frankly, he probably could have gotten it for free if he just played a video game and said, I'm old man gamer, aren't I fucking wacky? They probably would have just sent him one and said, oh, my back hurts so much. If only there was a chair for a man like me. They'd line up and just say, here's a fucking chair. Pfft, shit out from China. Here you go. It's a piece of shit.
Maddox's lawyer is just waiting for Von Helton to win the lottery. So he can take all
Hell
of his
yeah.
money.
Do you think he even wants to go to court anymore after that?
Oh, dude, we're getting really laggy for some reason. I don't know what the fuck's... Oh, that was
to
weird.
Let people drive your wife insane and put her in a mental institution down in Middlesbrough.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He claims that his wife is now in a mental institution because the trolls drove her insane. He says
well,
that.
Well, if you have a mentally unstable family member and broadcast yourself on the internet, maybe don't involve her with any of it.
Exactly. Exactly.
And this guy doesn't have the Chris Chan excuse either. Look at him. He's got a double wide. He's got a chair. He's not, you know?
I would love to see like a fucking reality show with Chris Chan and Von Helton and all the other weirdos, TVC Mario, in a fucking room. Just like, you know, like the Surreal House, but just like the shit heel house or something.
Hell yeah, dude. Just bring it back to 90s MTV with The Real House. Get Chris Chan, get Brett King. Oh, hell yeah.
Just watch them all eat each other. Because they can't get along with anybody. There's a reason why they're good at YouTube without getting views, right? I guess Mario, TVC Mario got decent views. But a lot of these people are sitting on YouTube and like it's their job, except they, you know, they don't really get any sort of movement or leadway in it, but it's their own ego driving a platform for them to just belch their thoughts. It's amazing to me that put them in a fucking room and they will just kill each other.
A lot of this is people living off of government and other subsidiary shit and, you know, kind of amping it up with some YouTube money, some Google money. It ain't much, but it's something, right? And the thing that strikes me as weird is that they get that going, all of a sudden they think they're fucking PewDiePie or whatever. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, they come after me every day. I couldn't even go to VidCon. I'd probably get assassinated.
Let me tell you about this guy. He claims to have designed, like, top secret fighter jets for the military. He also believes that he's the real life incarnation of not only the Punisher, but also Doctor Strange. He's somehow both of them. And he met a girl that was probably like 19, 20 years old online, somehow talked her into marrying him, had kids with her, and now, like, he's like, she's gone. He claims trolls drove her crazy. And now she's in a mental institution.
Hear that, incels? You ain't got an excuse. This guy's getting laid.
I know. And then
with the girl that had to leave by going to a mental institution, though, right?
But then he made a video talking about how he's looking for a new woman, and he's like, you know, I want my kids to be happy too, and they're used to their mom being a skinny woman in her 20s. It's like, sorry. The odds of that happening again are slim to none, Von Helton. Sorry.
If he nails that a second time, even if she is fucking Daffy, then again, I'm sorry. Just delete the incel board. It's a lost cause. They're not trying.
Until I get lawyers that are powerful enough to actually do shit like that, I'm going to have to put things in names other than Von Helton. So that's what I've been doing. I've been doing it for some time now. And because of that, I actually have money that they can't get rid of. Imagine that. See, you can't run off my customers if you don't know the name of my fucking company now, can you? So, in any event, though, I now have a decent chair for my back because the chair that I was in, that black chair that I was in, Walmart Blue Light Special, by the way, $53 chair, was actually hurting my back. It really, really was.
Okay.
Okay, so he designed a fighter jet, which, as you know, would have a chair in it, you know, to support somebody going, you know, several Gs. But he couldn't figure out that the Walmart chair wasn't really good for sitting in for several hours.
Oh my God. He makes like a 14-minute video about a chair and how it hurts his back and how this chair is good for his back. I cannot listen to any more of this. Fuck this. I actually do have one more crazy people video, and it's I don't necessarily agree with all of this. I think recording people without their knowledge in some circumstances is kind of weird, especially if you're an employee at a place and you're secretly recording someone who comes in. Oh. I think you might get fired if you get caught.
Yeah.
But I guess Chris Chan walked into a GameStop recently, which I thought Chris Chan was banned from all the GameStops. Mm. But the employee there...
I worked at GameStop. They don't know any better.
Yeah, Chris Chan got a letter in the mail saying that that they were banned from every GameStop in the country. Here's an incognito recording with Chris Chan. Yeah, so like this employee here is like, oh my fucking God, Chris Chan's in my GameStop.
Yeah. Hey, dude.
Hi. Settle down. Just record his dumb ass.
For a brand new Pokeball Plus.
Brand new Pokeball Plus. Let me see if we have anything. Yes, we do.
And I need a pre-owned, non-closing 2DS.
Pre-owned, non-closing 2DS. Let's see if we have any of those.
Why are you buying this shit when you say you don't have any money at all? Why are you buying all this stuff?
Because
it's the cycle. He doesn't even need a 2DS. I could have sworn he had a 3DS. I know he's got the PlayStation, like tons of that stuff. I don't ever remember him selling any of it. I remember him selling those amiibos that he buys and repaints, but not selling off his precious video game consoles. And I mean,
should we
a 2DS? Does he really need it?
Should we take it out of the speed up zone so that we can hear Christine Weston Chandler's perfect voice?
Not sure.
Out of the what?
This you still sped up from earlier.
Oh,
right?
You're right.
Yeah.
Wham.
Huh?
This Pokeball bus contains Wham. Oh, there it is.
Oh my God, I would be terrified. Wham!
Okay. Well, I was hoping to save some money, but that's okay. I'll just take the Pokeball Plus for now.
Alrighty.
Yeah, do you have my
sounds like you and Christian have similar taste in games.
We do. Do we love Pokemon?
Yeah.
Pokemon Go, Pokeball. Can we get a Pokeball?
Okay, no.
I guess I'll try another GameStop then.
He's gonna go to another GameStop to try to get a cheaper prize. It doesn't work like that, you jackass. Go to a pawn shop.
Yes, the screen is supposed to be black because the guy filming this set his phone down when Chris Chan turned around.
He's a coward.
I mean, he'd get fought. I mean, if you work at a place and a customer complains about you filming them secretly, then you'll get fired if they complain. I would say that's probably usually something that would happen.
So, true. But then again, it is GameStop and they're about to go out of business anyways. Yeah.
Did you want to protect the Pokeball in case anything happens to it?
No. I don't gotta protect it.
Can I try to upsell you some more bullshit?
I'm gonna paint it into a special.
I'm gonna record you, but hold on, let me get my upsell on.
Design called an Eschew Ball.
I'm gonna paint it into a special design called an Eschew Ball.
An Eschew? Does he mean Sonichu Ball?
It's an Eschew Ball. I like how he's bragging. I'm gonna paint it into a special design. I can't.
This guy's living off like Supreme Tugboat Welfare, and he's bragging to somebody who's working for minimum wage, more likely not, about how he's gonna paint up the bullshit that he's gonna buy, and he couldn't get the fucking 2DS. That's I'd be pissed back in my day. I'd refuse service.
Well, yeah, hang on a second. Designed after the classic and most popular Sonic OC ever, Sonichu.
Yeah.
Especially used for capturing electric types.
No!
He's explaining this.
Oh, this is too cute.
To the employee at GameStop.
This is so charming and wholesome. This fucking Ree is just going in on the stupidest creation ever. Oh, but she's so proud.
Rosies, Sonies, Fanfrosis, and Metonics.
Okie dokie.
So, yeah, check me out on the internet. I've been famous for a long time.
Check me out on the internet. I've been famous for a long time.
Yeah, and this person obviously knows that already. That's the hilarious part.
Yeah, I'll say if somebody comes to your establishment and says they're famous on the internet, I would start recording and be like, "Oh, you're famous on the internet? Can I get a video of you? Yeah, come on, smile."
Oh, I was at the beach today playing Pokemon Go, and this dude rolled up on a wheelchair and was like, "Billy the Fridge," and I'm like, "Yeah, what's up, man?" And he like pulled out his camera and he's like, "Can I do a video with you?" I was like, "Yeah." During the video, he rolls his wheelchair back and falls off of the fucking ledge. His chair tips over. I reach over and grab him and pick him up and save his ass. But it's like, this shit is for real, though. Like, Christopher Chandler, I don't know why I just triggered that whole moment there, but Christopher Chandler is getting triggered by... Damn it, now I feel like a fucking weirdo. Ben, can we talk more about Chris Chan?
That's cool.
Less about me.
I'm game.
That's a first.
I'm game.
Because guess who created that?
You know what? Things have changed. That's all I can tell you.
Things have changed.
Yo.
I'm a sped too. Shut up!
And Sonic has a Pokedex number 982. There are literally over 1,200 Pokemon in existence. They just haven't all been chronicled yet in this world.
Gotcha.
They haven't been chronicled yet in this world. Gotcha.
This guy's kind of like a coward, though, for like not filming, but also for the fact that once Chris Chan said that Christine Chandler was famous, this guy should have been like, "Oh, you're famous. Can I get a picture with you?" And then like kept the video running as he's like standing next to Chris Chan and just doing the whole fucking like dickhead meme.
I like how he went into the whole "I'm famous" thing And I love that because that clears up any case of mistaken identity, too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it also tells you that he's doing this everywhere.
Yep.
Like, GameStop banned him, but he'll, I mean,
he'll go in and tell him who he is.
Right. So if there's any sense of him saying they're stalking me and following me around and I just can't get rid of them, and I just want a peaceful life. Well, you're going to a place that you're banned from and telling everybody who you are. Yeah. So you're not really doing a good job.
Yeah, like, that's like being an illegal immigrant and going to vote.
But he's got to get his Pokeball so he can turn it into an S-Chew ball. It's a custom he makes off one of the most popular Sonic OCs. Sonichu, his own creation.
Sonichu. Rosichu.
There you go.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
You're starting to fall in love with Chris Chan.
I mean,
exposed you.
Chris Chan, without Chris Chan knowing they're on camera, is my favorite Chris Chan. Chris Chan in the wild.
Like, there's other videos of that, too.
See, that's the type of Chris Chan I can get behind. When Chris Chan's grandstanding with the camera on and playing up to the fucking video, I just get mad.
There's the video of Chris Chan trying to make moves on some girl that was catfishing him, and then the guy in the pickle suit comes up out of nowhere and steals her away. So,
oh, that one's brutal. Pickle suit. You know how long they drove?
Wow. Thank you for selling me the S-Chew ball.
All right, now we're moving into the second Hi Billy segment.
Do, 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 do.
Hi Billy.
God damn! Woo!
Do you remember what Chris Chan called the guy in the pickle suit?
I do.
Okay.
And I'd rather not bring that up. Hi, Billy. Hi, too spooky for you.
By the way,
you
guys,
pickle-suited neighbor.
Please make sure you're still subscribed to this channel if you're not already. Subscribe. Also, like the stream and share it on social media. That would be great.
Oh. Ben, is it weird that we're fucking topless floating around in this room?
Nah, I don't care. I've done it before.
I'm fine with being topless.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're bodiless at this point.
Yeah.
Here's the next one.
Hi, Billy.
Fuck you, you asshole!
What is that? What is this? What are
I don't know.
What is this? What's going on? Where's the Hi Billy clip from?
You know, I don't know.
Holy shit. There's too many questions.
Hi Billy.
Well, tell Bill I said have a Coke and a smile and shut the fuck up.
Words to live by.
Have a Coke and a smile and shut the fuck up.
Yep.
Eddie Murphy's great.
Hi, Billy.
Revenge of the Nerds.
Booger.
Yeah, Booger. What a great movie.
That was an impressive burp right there.
Yeah.
I wonder if it was all fake.
Probably.
Damn it. I want to believe.
Yeah.
I want to believe that our boy Boogers just got the epic burp.
A lot of people really wanted to believe that Rodney Dangerfield actually did that dive in Back to School. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They brought in some Olympic diver with a gray wig to come in and do this crazy thing. Well, doesn't he like jump between the diving boards?
Yeah,
too? Like,
there's no way fucking Dangerfield's doing that.
Something you would kill yourself trying to do in real life.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're moving into this next.
Yo, safely!
It's so fun. The skater put a bullet in this box. Okay?
Oh, you like me now?
I'm the only critter with the good kind of fairy drama.
That's because
Jesus Christ.
That's a hard R right there.
Uh, There's a new show that came out on Hulu recently called Shrill. It's based on a book written by this lady that used to be a writer in Seattle for the Stranger newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And like in the second episode of Shrill, she goes to a strip club for a buffet. And she does a food review of the buffet at the strip club. And it's all based on real life what happened. The strip club she went to back in the day was the fucking Deja Vu in Lake City. And and at the time they had the buffet there, but she wrote about the buffet in the article and referred to it as the butthole buffet. And I had a big group of people ready to go eat lunch there, and they shut down the buffet because of her fucking article. And I just, everybody's talking about this TV show now because it's from a Seattle person, but it's opened up my old wounds, and I'm hella sad right now. So if anybody out there is watching, and you have a strip club in your city with a full buffet, let me know, because I think I need to go to a strip club buffet one more time. I might go to Portland and go eat a steak at the Portland Acropolis Steakhouse. I might have to do that.
It's a classy place, actually.
I want to eat a good meal at a strip club again.
Yo, shout these niggas who run the fucking town.
I'm having a seizure.
I need a nigga to run the motherfucking town, boy. Talking that shit, said you better duck down, boy. That's how it be with the.
You like his lighting?
It's better than everything else about this guy. I think Helmet died.
I don't give a fuck, yeah, get the job done, man. I don't really care who the fuck you are, don't you mean?
He sounds like he got punched in the throat.
Mean, are you a motherfucking star? I'm gonna do what I set out to do, and I don't give a fuck about you or you.
About he
I don't give a
you
fuck
with
about you.
You
or you.
Yeah, he rhymed you with
I
you.
I don't give a fuck about you or you.
I say that's the sign of a true artist, right
you
there.
You think?
Yeah, I know.
A sign of a con
I know
artist.
So.
Sign of a con artist is trash human.
Yeah, run the fucking town, boy. That's how it be. He said you better duck down, boy. Nigga, yeah, run the motherfucking damn town, boy. Yeah, motherfucker said you better duck down, boy. Get away from me if you're talking.
You're feeling it, Ben.
Collab with this dude, man.
You know what? I would collab with this guy just on the off chance that we got famous and we had to fly a
maybe
lot of places.
You'll get to, maybe
and the
you'll
airplane
get to
would
open
crash.
For him someday.
If the airplane crashed when we were open for him.
I was waiting for you to catch on.
Maybe
to
you'll
them.
Get to open for him your milky white butt cheeks.
He's from the hood, man. He might he'll give you some actual street cred.
Even though I live in my mama's house.
Can't get it understood. I be the nigga who locks shit
God.
Down.
Remember the first videos he had his son with him?
Yeah, and they
his
were both
son,
saying
his
it.
Son must have gotten taken away.
His son got beat up by a bunch of black kids in the neighborhood. Oh. They're like, we saw that video.
He's like, oh, you like my raps? Am I down?
No, we're gonna kick the shit out of you.
Oh.
We ain't fucking around. Talking that shit, said I'm busting my round.
This dude's voice sounds like he constantly smokes cigarettes to me.
Yeah.
That's how the fuck my ass gets down.
That's how my ass gets down.
He's got the cigarette flow.
Yep, you see that I be the fucking real boy. Yeah, I'ma take you out mad quick, yo. You don't wanna step, yo, I get your ass retro.
Nah, this guy's smoking Swisher Sweets, you know it.
Yeah.
He just takes the glass out of the Newports and inhales the glass. He just rides the Sibian mouth first.
I had friends that lived in the hood, and they would they'd take a Black and Mild and they'd empty all the tobacco out of it into the plastic wrapper that it came in, and then they'd pull out that piece of cardboard, and then they'd put all of the plastic back into it. And then what they would do is they would take the plastic tip and light it ever so slightly and stretch it. And they would have this super long Black and Mild
with fucking plastic in it.
Well, no, the plastic would be slowly stretched.
Oh, okay.
I knew this guy who knew how to melt it just the right way to where it wouldn't lose the airflow in it, but you could stretch it out crazy long.
Interesting.
Yeah,
he's like I'm
very
puffing
classy.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
That's on some Gandalf fucking black and mild shit.
Yeah.
You know that the way
black and mild wizard.
The way they make shanks now in prison is they take shampoo bottles and they melt them and they stretch them, flatten them out, so you have like a nice fucking prison sword out of a shampoo bottle.
Next thing you know, they're going to start giving their shampoo in like little packets instead, like what you use at a hotel or something.
Yeah.
You ever been to like a shitty motel that has like the packets you rip open? It's like a ketchup packet with shampoo in it.
Yeah. Hate yeah. that shit. I'd rather just put ketchup on
that
my
would
body.
Solve that problem in prison though, wouldn't it?
Well,
you can't stab someone with a packet, a plastic packet.
We don't know that.
I guess if they figured out a way to melt it down and make it like harder, I don't know. We're just
nature
so weird
finds
discuss-
a way, Ben.
Yeah.
Run it down, boy. That's how it be. Said you better duck down, boy. Yeah, be the nigga to run the motherfucking town, boy. That's how it be. Said you better duck.
You're lucky he doesn't live here because he runs the town. When he's there, he just said that
he can't afford to live in Seattle. He couldn't afford to live in the tenth city.
No?
Couldn't afford to live in the tenth city.
Fuck. He could sleep.
Blow all the cabinet doors open.
He could sleep next to the Fremont troll.
Yeah, all the cabinet doors are open. Everything about this pisses me off except the lighting. I gotta give him up.
Yeah, that's this. That makes this his best video.
It is. Well, I think the last video he used the N-bomb a little less, which I preferred, but I still think I prefer the lights.
They could have invested in a microphone
Yeah. Or
anything else, but he bought the $20 spinning
light. Hey, man, his laptop's already got a microphone built into it. Shit,
I don't need a microphone.
He don't even need that.
I don't need a microphone. My laptop, my mama's laptop got a microphone built into it.
You sound like Pit Monk right now.
For you, talking that shit, what the fuck you gonna do? I'm talking shit, yes, I'm talking it back. That's how it
goes. Yeah,
so
what the fuck you gonna do?
What
He's
am I
talking
gonna
do? Shit, what are you gonna do?
I'm literally gonna continue calling him a fucking goober loser, trash dad that lives in his mom's house and eats fucking cigarettes for breakfast.
You know, instead of subscribe to PewDiePie, I want people to subscribe to Hannibal instead.
Subscribe to Hannibal.
Because hear me out. Billy said he'll do an MMA match with someone, but they have to be more popular than him.
Yeah.
And I really want him to have an MMA match with Hannibal because it sounds like Hannibal versus
Hannibal's
Billy.
Tough, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it'll be like chess boxing starts out with like a rap battle, then devolves into, you know, strangleholds.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently.
Hannibal's tough.
Hannibal said, what did he say? He's like 6'3" or something?
6'2".
Okay.
Yeah. He's trained in MMA for the last 15 years, I think.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that being said, I think you should subscribe to Hannibal anyways. I like him a lot. I
want to see Billy fight Hannibal.
I did their show, the shit show, last week.
Uh-huh.
And normally I wouldn't do homework for anybody, but they made me watch female superhero movies, and I sat down and I watched some female superhero movies for them so I could critique all the dumb shit.
You watch dumb movies all the fucking time.
But I never do homework. I guess the fact that it was movie watching worked, but it was like 1974 version of Wonder Woman. And some Red Sonja cartoon.
Was that Linda Carter?
No, it wasn't even Linda Carter.
It was pre-Linda Carter?
Yeah, the Ricardo Montalban made a fucking appearance in it. It was turds.
Huh, weird.
It was all turds.
Huh. Who played Wonder Woman in the early 70s like that?
I don't remember her name. She was a blonde.
What?
Yeah, it turned me off completely.
Hold on. And she's blonde in the movie?
Yes.
That makes no sense.
No, I didn't think I was watching the movie and
that's
I thought it was Wonder Woman's secretary.
There was a shitty Captain America TV show where he had like a motorcycle helmet that he wore. Do you remember that? That's kind of like that. Man, yeah. They just ruined shit. Anything that was comic book related that they made into a movie or a TV show back then was just garbage.
Back in the day.
Ah.
Did you ever watch the Nick Fury with David Hasselhoff?
No, did he play Nick Fury?
I guess in the early 90s he played
Nick Fury. Nick Fury was white back in the day in the comics. He had like salt and pepper hair.
Yeah, but it was David Hasselhoff in a movie about Nick Fury in the early 90s. That's nuts.
Is it better than the Baywatch episode with all the all the WCW wrestlers?
No, no. Okay. No, that was the greatest episode of Baywatch ever.
It was actually. Yeah, Randy Savage was like, "Yeah." Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yo, Papa John's back at it again, man. I cannot believe what is happening. He is suing his own damn company. Maybe he should just stop fucking trying.
I mean,
what the fuck?
Seriously, needs to stop with the shit. I am so fucking.
He looks like he's related to Sloth from the Goonies.
Yeah, like if Carrot Top and Sloth from the Goonies.
Crust.
Papa John's child was Baby Ruth.
Baby Ruth.
This is Sloth's kid with the girl from Wendy's. Wendy.
I do appreciate the dedication of green screening your entire bedroom, though.
Except the window, right?
Avengers poster on there, so fucks the whole point up.
Well, yeah, like, I guess it kind of looks cute because his wall could look like stars, and he obviously has all these lightsabers and stuff. Is this the Star Wars kid grown up?
Who's the Star Wars? Oh, you mean the kid that played Anakin Skywalker?
No, the Star Wars kid back in the day.
Nah, the fat guy with the fucking boom mic or whatever flinging it around.
Yeah. Star Wars kids old school memes back when the internet was like still like your dad's internet. He would go around
My dad did not have the internet.
My dad did.
That's like chocolate rain era.
What was
I mean like my dad used the internet kind of, but yeah, my parents were too old to really be into internet usage.
My dad used to smoke crack and watch trans porn.
Okay.
But I don't think he knew it was trans porn. Everything was 56K modem, so it loaded slowly. So I think he was loading regular porn, but by the time it loaded, it would scroll down and there'd be a dick there. But I don't know.
I need a raise in order to be able to.
I forgot how horrible this was.
Duff, man. Oh, yeah.
We paused for like 20 seconds.
Working here, oh no, I should just go. I need to just walk out that door and say good day, mate. Not really, but seriously, we need to lock him up at this rate. Papa John's is gonna shut down.
Oh God.
Somebody needs to teach him a lesson. I'm not
this is so
lesson.
Bad.
Peace out, man.
I'm not trying to be, you know, hyperbolic, but that actually upset. That makes me feel bad.
Why do you feel bad?
I don't know. You know when something just makes you depressed for some reason and you can't quite pin it? Maybe it's like the vocal enhancer covering up the lisp and the, you know, kind of voice, but...
Or maybe it's
like
the
I feel there's a lot of sadness hidden behind the technology here.
There's a lot of sadness here. Maybe it's the fact that working at Papa John's is the greatest thing this person's capable of doing.
Oh no.
That's the sadness.
That's pretty sad. I always tip my delivery driver, but this guy might bring back the $5 and go send a cuter boy.
Oh
no, no.
My brother plays. No. Codename MK. His diss on me. Right back at you, bro. Alright, this one called.
Why are we dressed like him right now?
Smoker versus MK. And I'm the winner.
Don't giggle fart. Don't giggle fart.
Anyways, here it goes. Check it. Look, MK. I ain't scared of you. You're nothing but a fake. And you calling me fake? Hell, I'm
you're
the one.
You're nothing but a fake, and he couldn't think of what to say.
And you're calling me fake?
By the time he couldn't figure out anything to say, he realized he could just call him a fake, and then he started on the next line.
That's, and you're calling me fake?
You're calling me fake?
Made up the Juggalo Rider between us. If you're calling anybody fake, you might as well call yourself fake. And besides, you can't get anybody wet. Because you're gay.
What? We will not accept your homophobia here, shirtless weird kid.
You know you're not allowed to say that, right, little man? I'll have to call your parents and tell them that you've been making very disrespectful raps on the internet.
You're going to get them grounded.
Because you're gay.
That makes me cry.
And guess what? Your raps, they suck like hell. They smell, man. They ain't got no rhyme to them. You're spitting out...
Okay, are you lacking self-awareness?
They ain't got no rhymes to them.
He's definitely lacking self-awareness.
Is he watching himself on the monitor? Thinks he's making fun of him. I don't know.
I'll tell you what, though. When he was on Tosh and they got him to like do a song with ICP, I kind of like got the chills. I was like...
No, that's cute.
I was like, oh, shit. That's pretty nice.
People who are saying this is me when I was younger, this is not me when I was younger.
Haters.
This is not me when I was younger.
He was uglier.
I was... pretty.
I I'll be right back.
Just because we're dressed the same doesn't mean we're the same person, okay? I was wearing clothes when I walked in. I was wearing clothes when I walked in, Benjamin.
This guy's nose looks like the Atari logo. Let's take a good look at it, you know?
Oh, he looks...
I feel like I should put a 2800 cartridge in his mouth, boot up some combat.
He looks like he's part donkey or something.
Words.
Yeah, he's like a little donkey going, doesn't he?
Hee-haw!
Your paper. I don't need that shit. I think it all in my head. Then I spit it out. Because look, bitch. You're the one that has memory loss. I don't...
You're the one that has memory loss? What? Where'd that come from?
Well, you're gay and you have Alzheimer's. Dis. Word.
Word.
I hit you too many times in your head. Maybe that's why you made this diss. You don't know what the fuck you're doing.
You don't know what the fuck you're doing.
You think the lack of self-awareness is great because you could just play this video back to him and flip it and he might think that somebody else is talking to him. It's like, hey, don't you say that about me.
You put a voice modulator on it and he thinks it's like his dad talking shit. This is not me, guys. Stop saying this is me.
You're too damn retarded. And if you think you're the real one... And besides, I don't see fakes. That's why you're invincible to me when I walk through the hood. I only see reals. And haters.
I don't see fakes. That's why you're invisible to me when you walk through the hood. I only see reals.
I feel like his repertoire of insults are just ones that he's heard thrown at him.
Probably,
like, he doesn't
yeah.
have anything to insult anybody back with. He's like, well, they call me a retarded homo, so you're the retarded homo.
Oh, man.
Gotcha.
Because the haters piss me off so damn bad, they're actually visible. But the fakes are not there. Because the fake is hell. You. The real one's right here. The fake one's over there.
Okay.
So you want to diss on anybody?
Is he wiping away tears?
I think
is he crying?
He's crying mid-rap. That's when you know you've gone too hard is when you start crying. He's gone too hard. Dial it back, Juggalo kid. Dial it back.
His name is...
I can't see the fakes from behind the tears in my eyes. It makes me want to cry.
His name is Juggalo Ryder, by the way.
Juggalo Ryder. Choke back those tears.
The tears in my eyes work like a magnifier. I'm a real big crier. No, John.
John Crier. Yeah, because this kid's half of the 2.5 men. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
He Sorry. Is kind of 2.5, isn't he?
Just on yourself, because I sure in the hell ain't fake. And if I was fake, I'd kill myself before I let on this video.
Hold on.
Wow. No, this is getting depressing.
Poor kid.
If I was fake, I'd kill...
I don't believe that.
Is this a cry for help?
I don't think it's a cry for help. I think it's him trying to tell us that he doesn't need help. Because if he did need help, he would just... And hero.
And a recording.
And a recording.
Before I even call myself a real juggalo, rider. So fuck you.
So fuck you.
You're just jealous because I'm the better brother.
What?
The better what?
What? What?
You're just jealous because I'm the better brother.
That was borderline racist, I'm sure, somewhere.
Can somebody send him an NWA album just so we can see his language get a little bit more colorful, you know what I mean?
Somebody send him a hose and a brand new car and a garage to park it in.
If he pulls out a gun, I'm going to lose my shit.
I'm the one that you look up to. And you know the reason why? Yeah, you may be older than me, but I'm still better than you.
What can I say? I don't want any more of this kid in my life ever. He should collab with Rapper Sinner? No. There's nothing worse than reoccurring cringe rap guests. Or reoccurring cringe raps. They're the same people coming back over and over again. Like, when it's a brand new cringe, and I'm discovering, like, a new stupid science teacher or something for the first time, there's a level of excitement in the cringe. But here, I'm just completely defeated the entire time. And it's like, oh, how long are we going to sit and watch this?
By the way, did you see Macklemore's doing opening day for the Mariners?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tweeted at the CEO of T-Mobile, told him to leave room.
Jean Legere?
Yeah.
For us?
In his private suite.
Yeah, I'll talk to him.
Yeah, tweet at him.
I'll see if I can get him there.
I guess he's my neighbor.
Like, Jean Legere?
Yeah.
Oh.
I guess so.
T-Mobile's right in the area.
Yeah.
Oh.
It says on his Twitter that he lives in Bellevue.
That's my neighbor, John Legere.
He's my neighbor.
By a lot. Yeah. You think I'm invincible to you? You think I'm scared of you? Fuck.
You think I'm invincible to you?
There ain't no word scared when it comes to you.
Does he not know what the word invincible means?
You're like a fucking
dandelion.
You ain't got shit. You talk a lot of shit in your videos.
You talk a lot of shit, but you ain't got it. You talk it, but you ain't got it. Ha! Ha! See what I did? See what I did there?
I just realized that we're going to have to put our shirts back on when we go to Twitch later. Because Man Nipple is banned on Twitch.
Should I free the nipple?
Don't fucking do it. Stop.
Maybe break out the body paints?
Stop!
So much excess skin.
Excess. All right, check this out.
You paid for extra and you got it.
I have a feeling, okay, I'm going to call this one. Even though she sucks, I think she's doing it in another language, and she's easy on the eyes, so I know Billy's going to like this one and not hate it. Here it is.
Fucking hurdles.
Oh, maybe it is in English. Let's see.
She reminds me of my ex-girlfriend.
No. I don't know what language. Someone tell me what language this is.
Is this Russian?
Bitches, it's time for the liposuctie. Your titties are small, but your rug not. And you have geen assen, dus je drukt niet.
German?
You make films over school with your mongolian face. But you've been a maand lang niet naar school
geweest.
There's
a lot of Dutch.
Niet weg van huis, bitch.
It could be.
Ga nou niks meer erven. And you weep boys in the streets. Bitch, you bent gewoon een fucking zwerver. And die baard in je keel wordt alsmaar erger. And die wallen in je ogen.
Yeah, okay, yeah, people are saying Dutch. Now, Dutch people have huh when they speak.
Shout out to Ben, who's been to Europe many times, and I called both the possible languages right off the bat.
What do you mean both of the possible?
I said German and Dutch first,
no,
too.
No, you said Russian first.
Well, yeah, I heard she Russian.
Shut the fuck up, you're
she
dumb.
She reminds me of my
you
Russian girlfriend.
Shit.
That's why
you don't
I said
know
Russian.
Shit. You dumb.
Because she said Russian. She saw mail order bride here and went for
but that was
angle.
Because of my Russian girlfriend she reminded me of, not because of her voice.
You don't know shit.
Did she arrive in a box like an action figure?
Hell
so
yeah.
That's it. So yeah.
My Russian mail order bride arrives in a box and I come in the box.
I speak Dutch, but we don't have that sound here. Yeah, that's because you're Belgian Dutch.
Sounds like Celt. Who knows what she's speaking? We can't tell what she's saying. Her rap could be awesome. Her half boob falling out is good enough for me to say I give her a 7 out of 10.
It beats monobrow. I mean, you know what?
We're all bitches.
Monobrow.
DJ Monobrow.
DJ, I'll give her a 10 out of 10 just because she's not the fucking Juggalo kid. And
this isn't a screenshot, though. This is just dead. This is just where the video ends. She ended the video making this face and showing, like, partial boob, I guess.
Yeah, big fan. Big fan of...
I knew you would be.
Compared to the last two, last three, last whatever, how many raps we just watched, this is my favorite thing of the night. This is better. This is almost as good as Chris Chan's
S-Chew Ball. My S-Chew Ball, I'm creating myself.
In short, I couldn't understand what she was saying, and I can see her boob. So, yeah, that kind of beats everybody else by a large margin.
It works. Should we get a girl to, like, date Chris Chan so that she'll talk Chris Chan into being a guest on the show?
If you feel like paying a bunch of money to make that happen, go ahead.
We could find a girl that would do it for free.
Yeah, sure.
I ain't for giving them the one game. Thin dime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all ready for the worst rap of your life?
I like this kid already.
Well, if you are.
Actually, I'm with Billy. This kid's awesome. Look at him. He's ready to go.
I don't know, Billy. I don't think this kid's fat enough for you to like him.
He's
fuck
a cool
yeah,
kid.
Super Mario time, dude.
2, 1, play to beat.
Okay, hold on. Is this kid about to go off?
First of all, we can't even hear him.
He hasn't started talking yet. Is he talking?
Yeah, but he's being very quiet. I don't think he has a mic.
This kid's cool. I don't care. I don't care what he says.
Yeah,
this kid's cool.
He's fucking rad. Look, he's getting on camera. He's rapping. He doesn't give a shit. He just no shit's given.
Thunderbear 69 said that she will start dating Chris Chan for free if I take her on a date. That's a fair
good
trade
for you.
It's a fair trade. Chris Chan could have my sloppy seconds.
It's me.
Ugh.
I'm sorry. What the frizz?
He's got it. It's got a Mario Brothers shirt.
You know it is.
Hell yeah.
This kid's cool, man.
He's got good choreography, I guess.
He's a cool kid.
No, I'm Mortal Kombat, dude. Let me finish it.
He is not old enough to play Mortal Kombat, is he?
He is totally old enough to play Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, I think I was about this age when I first played the original Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, but that was different. Original Mortal Kombat was like 16-bit graphics.
It was still like the most violent video game anyone had ever seen.
But it was...
And it was the first time they took like actual video of people and turned them into sprites on games.
Yeah,
instead when you of it think being about animated. It's like...
Was it the first time?
Images of real people being mutilated rather than polygons.
Maybe not the first, but it was the first like really popular game.
I guess some of the wrestling games like Monday Night Raw would do that.
There was a game called Pit Fighter that had that.
Yeah.
I used to play, man, there was this arcade game that I used to play called The Holosseum, and it was a fighting game, but they like it was a 3D holographic image. The game was projected. It was pretty cool for like the 90s. Yeah, Pit Fighter sucks. I didn't say it was good. I just said it existed.
This kid
and they used video of real people in it.
This kid's just rapping a Minecraft rap over a beat, and his voice is too quiet, and his beat is too loud.
Why are you picking on the kid? Why do you hate kids?
No, I don't hate him at all.
Why do you hate this kid?
I'm saying we shouldn't be watching
this.
Why
do you hate kids? Why?
It's not even worth commentary. He's just being a kid.
Be offensive to overprotective parents for use of the word crap. You have been warned.
White boy
same
dancing.
Kid. This is my NPS rap. Don't give me no crap. I'm up and down the mat, then I pop you with a cat. I pwn you all. I'm stealthy when I crawl. The last time I lost, I can't recall.
Well, you know, I mean, his parents have a nice house.
Huh?
I don't like this. This kid's not cool. The other kid's way cooler.
Yeah, this one's trying too hard. I like the Mario kid. At least he's like real. You know he loves him some Mario and some fucking Mortal Kombat. This kid, I don't know what he's about.
Mortal Kombat!
Yeah, I saw that movie like the Friday it came out, and I think that was the point where I realized that video games turned into movies almost always totally suck ass.
I like the
oh yeah,
the DOA video game movie with Jamie Presley and Kevin Nash.
I don't think I've seen it.
Oh, that one's bad.
I loved it.
Like, look, if you look at all the other fighting game movies and then watch the first Mortal Kombat movie, you learn to appreciate it a little bit more because at least they kind of stuck to the source material and they tried. You know what I mean?
Street Fighter with Jean-Claude Van Damme. It's true, though. Fucking God.
If you
put Kevin Nash in a movie, I'm more likely to like the movie.
I know how your brain works.
Grandma's Boy was really good, though.
Must there be a beast to see?
What about Magic Mike 1 and 2?
I didn't
Kevin
watch
Mike,
2.
Kevin Nash is in both of those.
I didn't watch 2. I need to watch it.
I haven't seen either of them. I just know Kevin Nash
I watched
Nash
the first
is in it.
One. It's like, I don't know. It's not bad. It's just like... Steven Soderbergh did it, right?
I don't even know who that is.
Every time I shoot, the enemies decrease.
This beat's bad,
too. You guys did see the new Doom movie trailer, right? The straight-to-DVD one.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's bad.
If it's straight-to-DVD, why does it even have a fucking trailer?
Well, the best I can understand is they were going to... It looked like Universal is producing it, right? So I think they were going to make it for the theater. And then they realize, oh God, this sucks, but we have to publish it. Let's put it out on DVD. I don't care.
Have you ever seen the 1994 Fantastic Four movie?
Ooh, that one's harsh.
It was,
that one's, ooh.
Yeah, it wasn't even released, but it was like leaked after the fact.
Produced by Roger Corman.
It's so bad. It is just like all new levels of bad.
It's bad.
It is.
That was back when they had the good decency to just not release something if it sucks. Now they're just like, we have to. We're contractually obligated.
I don't know if this is true, but I heard that they had no intention of even releasing that movie. Yeah. They were only doing it to like hold on to the licensing rights because you have to, like, when you own a license to an intellectual property, you have to use it within a certain period of time. Otherwise, the license expires.
Yeah.
So I heard that they wanted that property to like make a good movie, but they were running out of time, so they made the shitty low budget movie just to like hold on to the license. I don't know if that's true or not.
It's true, yeah.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, a beat normally has something called a time signature in it, and this beat doesn't. It's just it's all over the place.
This beat needs a doctor's signature for Moment of Death.
Wow.
The only beat this song needs is his parents to come in with a fucking switch.
What he needed was his dad to come in his mom's mouth instead.
Whoa!
It's harsh, but I approve of it. Wait, he's got a little sword? Oh, no. He's going to cut himself.
Got a throwing knife.
Well, who the fuck is this kid's parents with all this weird shit on the walls and throwing knives and shit?
He's definitely privileged, right?
Yeah, like, no doubt about it. He's got the shades, he's got two shirts and a jacket on indoors and throwing knives and Nerf guns and, like, yeah, no, he's got money.
His dad's probably a senator or something.
Senator Rimjaw.
Every time, it's the biggest disgrace.
Anthony Weiner is his father.
This is my FPS rap. Don't give me no crap. I'm up and down the mat and I'll pop you with a cap.
I love it when they rhyme rap with crap. You know who innovated that? Kurt Hennig. Only one thing that I hate, and that's a bunch of crap. You know the next part?
Rap is crap.
Yep.
I hate rap. Oh my God. I could probably sing that every time I watch a fucking cringe rap segment and it'd be honest. I hate rap when I watch this shit.
Look, I'll say making fun of little kids ain't always cool, but they're not supposed to have YouTube channels anyways.
Sneaking up behind you with a combat knife. Uh-oh. You have entered you just lost another life.
Wow. He's got so many knives.
This gentleman is murderous. This is a this gentleman is a future school shooter.
RASSLIM, that's wrestling. RASSLIM, that's wrestling.
RAPIN, that's rapping.
In his dad's office?
Yeah, I think he's
out of there.
His dad obviously is there, like a professor. Shit. Professor at the local college.
You found that stupid shit again?
Yeah.
No.
You found my bag of blow?
Oh, no. That would explain way too much.
Yep. 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 That's what I'm saying. All right. How about...
Time for
stupid commercials.
Stupid ads. It's always $14.95. All right. This is some lawyer that makes these crazy. Oh, all of the ads on the stupid ads segment tonight are from the same guy. This lawyer that makes these really weird commercials. I asked the viewers of this show to send me bad local commercials from your area, and this person did it.
Why are drug companies spending twice as much on promotion as research and development? Are we supposed to tell the doctors what to prescribe? Who's getting the billions in advertising?
Is this the Heaven's Gate guy? Did he survive?
He just put a toupee on?
Yeah. He just put on a fucking toupee?
Dude, that looks like a toupee, too. Like, the way it's parted right there. Like,
oh.
Did he think if he wanted the ginger toupee, people wouldn't question it?
Yeah, they don't match his eyebrows at all.
Oh, my God. So this guy's toupee costs less than whatever he's charging.
Them, their relatives, their friends, who's paying? We are only one of two countries in the world that allow advertising drugs. Have they?
You know what? I do agree with him. He's just weird, though. It is weird. Like, I've told people in other countries, like, we have these crazy ads for medications where they advertise the medication, then they rattle off all the side effects really fast, and then they try to get you to ask your doctor. It's weird. There are commercials in the United States for medications that try to talk you into asking your doctor about them.
Oh, yeah.
I think this guy should invest in some Colgate and maybe lay off the cigarettes a bit.
Cigarettes and coffee every day.
This guy should invest in a reset button.
Is he what? So did he green screen himself over a white background?
Yeah.
Why not just film in your office?
That they are killing our children for profit with immunity? Drug companies, you're scum and you're going to pay.
Barry Glazer.
Spirit Flame, we've already passed the goal. You may have left or you may have gotten here late.
Yeah, our very generous friend is why Ben and I are naked right now.
And I'll read all the Streamlabs and Super Chats that we didn't get to. But yeah, we're on the second goal right now. There's already going to be a bonus show next week because of this shit.
Yeah.
Barry Glazer, maybe you should think more about the medical industry rather than your own hygiene and
what's
hair.
Wrong, Bubby?
you think that lawyers are bad? What about medicine?
Scalpel.
Aren't you going to put me to sleep first? This will only take a minute. Again. Make sure Glazer don't hear about this.
Running corners and treating you.
I feel like this is what
adult.
Trump would look like if Trump wasn't
Barry
rich.
Glazer, legal advocate for the injured, disabled, and medically abused.
Jeez. Medically abused. Damn, this is so sad.
Medical doctor on staff? I want to talk to his doctor.
Here's another one.
Can you believe the medical profession has come out against medical marijuana cards for drug addicts?
I agree.
How greedy can you
get? I hate how agreeable
Horseshit
this guy
sweepers.
Is.
Yeah.
Well, you can't judge a book by its cover, man. It's leathery, loose,
how can you judge
oddly
him with
shaped
those,
cover.
How can you judge him with those piercing blue eyes?
I gotta admit, I'm hypnotized right now.
These eyes.
To lobby against cars. What horse do they have in this race? Lost profits from prescribing addictive and deadly methadone?
Methadone?
That sounds like a rapper name.
Methadone?
Yeah, you are making me sick
dome.
And rich.
make me sick.
Oh, damn. He's like, look at my badass car, bitches.
Got a Maserati on rental.
Barry Glazer, legal advocate for the injured, disabled, and medically abused.
Okay, they're good. They're kind of like Scuba Steve's commercials. Hi, Steve. Turtle.
Turtle. Oh, shit. Are they all playing fucking Pokemon Go?
Are they playing... it sounds like fucking Space Invaders or Galaga or something.
I think there's a Pikachu in this guy's gut cavern.
Oh, damn. He died. Sorry, guys. We were too busy.
We were too busy catching a Pokemon.
Somebody answer that phone.
If your surgeon is addicted to a cell phone...
Stop.
Are they flossing?
They're flossing, Benjamin. This is...
I want that in my will. If I'm on the operating table and I die, I want everybody in the room to start flossing.
Do not resuscitate. Floss.
Need my services.
Barry Glazer, legal advocate for the injured, disabled,
and hold on, pause. Look at the fan chat next to medical doctor on staff at Matches. The medical doctor's in your Discord chat.
Yep, medical doctor on staff here in our Discord
chat.
Shout
out to all the medical doctors in Discord chat. Maybe you could diagnose me with whatever it is when you shock yourself and then have to poop.
Shock the monkey.
The all drunken right. Scammers say they have a doctor in their Discord.
In their Discord situation. it's, so... we have almost 700 people watching. We only have 173 likes. Please like the stream. Help us out. Be sweet boys and girls and theys and thems.
Like.
They're showing you titty. Come on.
Yeah, what the fuck? What do I got to do? Do I got to put some tassels on these puppies? Should I do like the Elvira thing where I have like the nipple tassels and they swing them around?
Elvira does that? Yeah,
she did that she did that in one of her movies. Like one of her 80s movies.
Oh man, this Barry Glazer guy. I wanted to hate him, but then as the commercials went forward, I'm starting to kind of dig him.
He has a good message.
His message is great. His delivery is
I can't argue cringe. With him.
His toupee is his
toupee or it's not toupee, there is no question.
Well, maybe that's his trick. He comes in looking like a, you know, slime ball, like, oh, this is going to be easy case. And he just makes really, like, salient good arguments and blows everybody away. And the other lawyer's like, what the fuck? Oh, it's Barry Glazer. I got glazed again.
Barry
shit.
Glazer.
He just starts flossing in front of the judge.
Curse you, Barry Glazer.
A Barry Glazer sounds like a donut filled with strawberry jam. It's the Barry Glazer.
Yeah, the Barry Glazer.
I'll take a Barry Glazer.
It sounds like some kind of special donut.
Yeah, I'll take a dozen Barry Glazers.
Going to Top
please.
Pot, be like, I'll have me some Barry Glazers.
Can I get the Barry Glazer?
Is that what you
some
ate
Barry
when you
Glazer
won that
and
contest?
Some medical marijuana.
I ate Old Fashions.
Oh, really? What is that? What is an Old Fashioned?
It's the one that's on my necklace usually.
So it's like a glazed donut.
Yeah.
Is it like a cake cruller? Donut. Is it like a cruller?
Crullers are different. Crullers aren't cake. Crullers are like more airy.
Yeah, I like crullers a lot.
Fluffed.
I remember when I was a kid, my mom used to bring home like big ass boxes of crullers all the time. Love that shit. Lucky Nugget gave us $5 through Super Chat, said, for $100, would you eat a large cut of Von Helton's beard spaghetti? You could add a condiment of your choosing. No, I would not. First of all, I wouldn't do it for $100. It'd have to be more. And even if you met my price, I wouldn't put a condiment on it because that would ruin that condiment for me the rest of my life.
Unless the condiment was some sort of numbing agent.
Yeah. It's like the cream for like canker sores and shit.
Chinese hot mustard, maybe?
No.
So I can't taste anything else. Yeah, Barry Glazer's and Von Helton's neck spaghetti are not keto.
I think they are, right?
Neck spaghetti's not keto.
Hair. The Egghead Show gave us $2. Billy, you called it. Kofi won the gauntlet match and Vince once again screwed Kofi. He had to face Daniel Bryan and get to Maria and he lost.
To get to Mania.
Oh, Mania. Yeah, sorry. It's really small.
I'm surprised they had Kofi win the gauntlet match. That's impressive.
That's a tease that, dude, what if, I hate it when they make the Raw after Mania better than Mania.
Yeah.
You know, they might end up doing that because they like to reshuffle things on the Raw after Mania.
Well, we're going to see Kofi versus Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania. It's happening. They gotta
keep the ratings up on Raw, man. Like, I'm sure that's a delicate balance between pay-per-view and Raw these days.
They need it because of the ad revenue that they get for it.
This is SmackDown tonight, right? And they're about to go to Fox. They got a huge deal.
Is it on Fox.
Fox
tonight?
Not tonight, but it's going to go to Fox.
I'm going to start watching that because I don't even have cable, but I can watch Fox. So, yeah. Dragon in the West, $2. This beat is straight out of the 90s. Also, that voice. I'm not sure which one that you were referring to, but Lucky Nugget, $5.
Barry Glazer has the voice of an angel.
Lucky Nugget, $5. The Papa John Auto-Tune Kid, Mama JF without makeup on, 2019 colorized.
Oh, man. The fucking Papa John Kid was Mama JF without makeup on?
I don't know.
That's a rough comparison. I think I agree now.
Regina Starr gave us just $5 but didn't say anything.
Thank you, Regina.
Spirit Flame, $4. Let's try to get a... Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was the one I mentioned earlier.
Thank you, Spirit.
That guy's hair makes me sick. So weird. She was talking about the Barry Glazer.
Yeah.
That looks like a dead fox, yeah.
Cole James, $5. That is definitely Snively from Sonic Sat-Am. What the fuck is that?
I saw that cartoon. I get what he's talking about. No, this Barry Glazer's got more class than that. He knows what he's doing.
We just got a Twitch Prime subscriber, too. Thank you.
Yes.
We'll be on there in a few minutes here, actually.
I got to be completely honest. Before we go live to Twitch, I'm going to go take a fucking dump because that shocker.
Knocked the poo loose?
It knocked the shit out of me, dude.
I dropped the fucking thing. Wow. Yeah, guys, also, first of all, I want to thank everyone. I think this is the first time we've ever met the goal on the first show of the week. So that's amazing.
Too, yeah.
On top of that, I want to let you guys know that it's extremely important to this show to keep the Patreon high, and we're rewarding you guys with a longer Patreon show. So just a reminder to stick with Patreon, and after this month ends, just to make sure that your pledge goes through and everything, because that's really important.
And to remind you guys that the watermark is gone.
Yeah, yeah. The watermark is gone. So yeah, we'll see you guys on Twitch in however long it takes Billy to take a dump.
It shouldn't be long. It feels like it's already halfway out. Is that gross? Hellbent, thank you for coming by. Everybody, subscribe to Hellbent. Link in description. That's our buddy. You probably already subscribed to Hellbent, though. That's our buddy.
YouTube's done trucking me, but I appreciate it. I'm just here for the fun of it.
We always have fun with you on my buddy. I want to come hang out with you in IRL sometime soon.
We'll figure something out. I keep it, close to the chest. But hey, we'll figure out something.
I feel like we should meet up somewhere. We should have a meetup. I feel like it would be fun.
All right. Have a good night, guys.
I'm going to go poop.
Good night.
The browsers of today are broken. They've been overtaken by a barrage of sneaky and annoying ads, trackers that follow your habits, and cookies that build profiles and all sorts of other internet clutter that's taking precedence over the content that you want to see. In fact, these useless bytes can take up to a whopping 50% of page load times, with a third of it anxiously trying to learn more about you. To make matters worse, some ad blockers are even letting ads through when large advertisers pay them. But do you really want a leaky ad blocker? It's because of these very reasons that we developed Brave, a new browser that kicks internet crud to the curb and makes it faster, safer, and better to surf the web than your current browser. With Brave, everything you need is built right in. We integrated technology that automatically blocks trackers, annoying ads, and shields everything that can cramp your style and destruct your privacy. With it, you can expect increased speeds nearly 2 times faster on laptops and up to 4 times faster on mobile. And unlike any other browser, Brave allows you to support your favorite publishers with automatic micropayments, so it's a win-win for you and your favorite sites. To top it all off, Brave is open source, because we truly believe it's our web and we need to fix it together. So ask yourself this question: do you want a web browser made for the internet of today? If so, try Brave. It's faster, safer, and ad-free.
In the beginning, there was nothing, and then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at, get ready cause they're gonna kick your...
Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants.